This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger from Natural News. We're on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi, talking to the beach vendors about how the BP oil spill may affect them. What do you think about what's happening right now here with the oil spill?
Well, it seems like as long as we have a country that has as many supposed genius people, extremely capable, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, University of Michigan graduates, and nobody can figure this out, I think we're down back to ground zero, and we better start changing the curriculum, because this is an oil leak, right? And this is something that's got them all dumbfounded. Now, unless we want to start a new university called Dumbfounded U, Dumbfounded University, we better be careful. Because, you know, the enemy can see our weakness. I mean, come out here in a diving suit and drill a hole in the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
And you're done.
Now, how's this going to affect your business here, you think?
Going to knock it out. You know, well, because as soon as they, you got a busy hurricane season, as soon as you get the first hurricane, it's going to blow all that stuff right across 20 miles north.
Now, your business here, you rent jet skis and...
My jet skis, aqua cycles, canoes. I've done this 29 years. And I don't know it all, but I know a bit of it. And I've got two corporations here, Carter Beach Rental is mine, and Beach Bums Parasail and Jet Ski is my corporation. And I hate to see it all wadded up and thrown away, because I know you're thinking the same as I am. What does the word technology mean? Does it mean we got a bunch of dummies walking around that can't problem solve?
Right.
Is that what it means?
What do you think Obama should be doing right now?
Praying, plus getting off of it, and letting a lot of people know they're going to be reimbursed for their losses, putting the pressure wherever he can put the pressure, and it certainly seems like as much wind as we have, you can see the wind, every day it blows like this.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have oil when you have a steady wind flow?
You could have windmills here.
Yes, you could. And it has to be politics that keeps us from having windmills. Windmills would be the answer. Yeah, that's not going to come up and blow across your beaches and kill all your life,
right?
All your livelihood.
Has BP offered you any money, any compensation yet?
I've been asked to sign right here and kind of a waiver, you know, that this will go no further than this, and we're doing our best. But you know, that doesn't express a lot of cognition if to sign the first thing somebody offers you.
Yeah, they want you to sign a waiver so you can't take any future action.
So it's over.
Right. Okay.
My name is Jeff Harris with Biloxi Beach Rentals.
What's happening right now with the effects of this oil spill situation?
Really, with the way the news media has been making it out, and as far as them not able to plug the hole, it has affected tourism. We're constantly having cancellations, not just through the beach vending businesses like myself, but through the hotels and restaurants as well. So it has, even though it's not as affected as they would think, it has had an effect on us.
Your business is actually fairly new here, or you just launched something new?
This is correct. We took a little chance and a prayer and decided to try this out. With an idea of what our expectations are, it seemed like a no-brainer to go ahead and invest. Last thing we realized, this oil spill happened, and it kind of shot us back.
Are your customers saying anything to you directly, face-to-face?
They are. They're very concerned about it.
Like, what kinds of things are they saying?
They're concerned to even get in the water.
Really?
Thinking of all the toxics that may be getting on them, anything that may be long-term effect, the cancers. These are people from not here that's not familiar with water anyway, so they're really on guard.
So they're talking about the chemical dispersants.
Exactly.
I haven't seen any evidence of any dispersants rolling up here.
Well, you got to think. It's on the way, and I believe they know that.
Is there any word about how long it's going to take before oil shows up right here on this beach?
It depends on the currents. I mean, it could be tomorrow. It could be the next day. I don't think anybody can predict that.
Now, the top kill procedure they were trying failed. They're saying now that they're going to drill these relief wells that could take until August.
Right.
If that's the case, what's that going to do to your business here?
We may as well shut down, because that's our season right there. We end in August. And what they're expecting is a little bit more than what I can give them. This is my first year. You know, I don't have tax returns for the last 3 years on such a business as this. They don't want to hear the expectations and the numbers that I've seen that this business can generate.
Right.
They just want to know what I have made. And if I haven't made anything because I haven't done this before, then where does that leave me?
So what's the best case scenario from this point that could happen to help your business or your family?
Tourism turnaround. I'm not looking for any handouts from BP at all, but I want tourism back to where people can come down here and feel safe.
Yeah, they would have to stop that well real soon.
Exactly. That's the only way that people are going to feel comfortable down here, is if it is stopped. With it continuing to flow like it is, people are so hesitant to even come to the beach.
My name is Patrick Harris.
And
I've traveled down here from Georgia, and I'll tell you what, I was really expecting a lot more activity going on, just a lot more enjoyment, you know? Man, to any other season that it normally is, it's dead. BP has been straightforward. If they'll check with the home media, the BP has put out the information that they were going to use mud and concrete on the top kill. They have not used any concrete. They've used drilling mud. Drilling mud is normally used in a well to regulate pressure. Bring it up. Bring it down to regulate pressure. But if you'll notice, everything that they've done since this happened, until they started drilling, it was, let's figure it out. Everything they've attempted, okay, has already been used, knowing they're doing a failure anyway, until they can get their drill to recover their pipeline, their oil. What they're losing and what they're going to have to, the pennies they're going to have to put out compared to them, is it's a cheaper way to go, because they're not going to lose the money if they kill the well.
So you're thinking that their plan is just keep that well going until they can tap it and
profit. That's exactly it.
So the way BP is talking to the public right now, do you think they're telling the truth?
No, they're not. And look, America, think about this. BP, okay, is Britain. They don't care about our America economy, what it does with our environment here, our wetlands. It don't affect them. Okay, the only thing that affects them is what coins are coming out of their pocket. What can they do to save money?
And BP's cleanup workers came and went just as the president did,
hey,
I heard.
Well, yeah, and here's the deal. BP, what they're hiring, man, they're hiring some shrimpers and all. That's good to give the shrimpers some kind of business, okay?
Yeah.
Shrimpers and all, they are not experienced in containment with Katrina. All the contractors, all everything that was happening after Katrina, you know, there's no difference until they got the military here, the 82nd Airborne was here. That's when things turned around.
Yeah.
Is when our government responded. Not FEMA. You know, we all know the things with FEMA. Okay? We need our president to consider, protect, and provide for America.
Exactly. All right, so what we found is that people are very unhappy here. The vendors are saying that their business is going to be ruined by the BP oil spill, and some of them are not going to be compensated based on the information they gave me. Basically, the BP oil spill here is going to destroy this local economy and destroy many families here, as bad as Katrina did. That's what I've been told by these vendors here on the beach, that this is going to be as devastating to their livelihoods as Hurricane Katrina. Well, let's hope they're wrong. Let's hope that the oil spill can be stopped, that the recovery can be quick, that we can save this ecosystem out here in the Gulf of Mexico, and that we can restore the tourism industry that this entire community depends on. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for naturalnews.com from the Gulf Coast near Biloxi, Mississippi.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.